Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for October 16th. I had to look. October 16th through 22nd, 2023. So I was trying to get all my ducks in a row because, yeah, it's been quite the interesting eclipse season. If you are watching live, just as always, say hello. It's always nice to see where everybody is watching from. For those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to watch the astrology. Take this out of the way. And gotta have some back support for all these eclipses. And to watch the astrology, and you hear me say every week that the astrology is 50%, and you are the other 50%. And because we're going to Scorpio season, maybe we need to review that 50%. Maybe we do that today. Maybe we do that when we get a little bit next week when the sun gets into Scorpio. As I was alluding to, we have just had our first eclipse, and we are 2 weeks out from a lunar eclipse. So for those that were in the Western United States, and I think even in Central America and even into South America, we had a what's called an annular solar eclipse, also aka Ring of Fire. Maybe you saw it. Certainly I saw it in the news. It's a pretty rainy day here in the New York City area, so there was no eclipses to be had. We are in a space of time that's between the eclipses. And it's almost like we're in this intersection of time and space where things are bending and sort of refashioning. And the analogy that I've used over time is that it's as if we are watching a performance, and then the curtain comes down and the curtain comes back up. And there's a sense of anticipation and expectation. We're still in that in-between where we can sense that there's movement behind the curtain, that maybe there's people coming in and off the stage, and that's where we're at. And eclipses, they are predictable events in the sense that we can predict that we will have eclipses every 6 months. And then, from astrology, we can say, well, there's an eclipse in Libra, like we did on the 14th, just a few days ago. And so that solar eclipse, which is what that was, says that over the next 6 months, Libra is the focal point. And even you may be saying, but Katie, I'm not a Libra, but somewhere in your astrology, you have Libra. I will say this over and over again, you have to understand that you are all 12 signs, not just your sun sign. The zodiac is the wheel of life. It is sort of this framework that you can apply to everything. That's a whole other topic. And somewhere, Libra stands in symbolically for a different part of your life. It could be career, it could be relationships, it could be home, it could be money, it could be something else. That's where you need to know your own personal astrology. But of course, when we go through each of the 12 zodiac signs at the end of our time together, we will refresh ourselves where that Libra eclipse was. But yeah, it's a tense energy, and maybe I'm saying this as a Scorpio, and now Mars, as of last week, Mars is in Scorpio, and I'm just like, this is normally my jam, Scorpio, but Mars is intense, and maybe it's because the north node of the moon is in Aries presently. Just FYI, the lunar nodes, there are these two points in the sky. They make eclipses happen. They're not physical bodies, they are mathematical points. So we can predict every 6 months if a new or full moon is within a certain degree of the ecliptic, the nodes, and we can tell where an eclipse is going to happen. And those two points become this electric axis, which in your own personal astrology is two of the most important points that perhaps some of you have never even heard of. I did a whole webinar on this back in August. But the lunar nodes, they sort of talk about the story arc of your life, sort of this point where people come in or events come in and out of your life. And when you start to delve into your own nodes, you're like, seems very familiar. But right now, the south node is in Libra. As of July, the north node is in Aries. And so collectively, our north point is Aries. Aries, courage, bravery, individuality, being able to stand on our own two feet, being able to know our desires and go after what we want. Aries is typically very self-reliant, self-motivated. The other side of the sky is Libra, and Libra says, well, we can't do so much Aries that we forget that there are other people. Other people have needs. We have to learn to negotiate and the compromise. And sort of the scales of Libra remind us that we can't be so overly self-reliant that we forget about other people and asking for help and forming relationships and partnership. We can't be so dependent, Libra, that we forget about our needs, our wants, and our desires. Well, South Node's in Libra right now. So sort of the South Node, meaning it's a place where there's this well of memory and instinct, and maybe there's some things that we have to work out. And maybe it's a little bit tipping the scales towards the times where we have put our wants and our needs and our desires to the side for somebody else, maybe in a relationship, maybe in another facet of our life. So if you're watching live, how are you doing? Do we have, we all one piece? No, I'm just being a little bit dramatic. I mean, certainly there are things that are happening in this world right now. So we need Libra, we need peace, we need understanding, I hope. But it's certainly a lot of things going on right now. And some of you are my clients, and I know what's going on in your lives right now. But eclipses, they sort of foretell moves, changes in career. You could get recognition. You could get a promotion. There could be a birth of a child. There could be a start of a relationship. It's not, despite their reputation, it's not negative. It just sort of talks about capital L life. And as a result, maybe we are going through capital L life at the moment. So I did a whole 2-hour webinar on this last week. Was it last week? No, it was October 5th, so 2 weeks ago, on this particular set of eclipses and how it opens us up into a chapter that takes us into the beginning of 2025. If you still want to find out what these eclipses mean for you on a deeper level, you can check out my webinar. It's in the show notes. So what else do we got? We've got the end of Libra season this week. So yes, believe it or not, time is moving by so quickly, and we are coming to the end of Libra season, which then will bring us into Scorpio season, which is my season. I'm a Scorpio. I got quite a bit of time, I guess a whole month before my birthday, but we got a little bit of a preview of Scorpio season courtesy of Mars and Scorpio. And last week, and I was writing about Mars and Scorpio, and I used the word decay. And I noticed that people got really like, oh, decay, like we're going to have decay in the coming weeks. And I was like, okay, well, let's sit with this for a moment. I realized decay is a pretty big word, not in letters, but in terms of what it encompasses. And as is the word death. And I'm saying this as a Scorpio. And it's to remind you all, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, and certainly here in the Northeast of the United States, we are in a state of decay. The leaves are falling. They are turning beautiful shades of yellow and perhaps red, but that is a sign of decay. It just happens to be really pretty. You want to take pictures. You want to go out on the weekends. You want to carve pumpkins. And this is, we call it spooky season, Halloween. And there's a reason why, certain festivals and certain rituals and sort of the things that we do as humans line up with certain parts of the sky. So Halloween, Day of the Dead, All Souls Day. I'm sure other festivals that have been throughout history were meant to mark in a sort of sacred or celebratory way, or to have a bonfire to mark this transition from one season to the next. And that's the role of Scorpio. Scorpio teaches us that life has seasons, and that it's not always going to be the time of, let's say, Taurus or even Leo, which is, let's say, the new world in a state of renewal, or the natural world in a state of renewal, or the summer. And I realize astrology is very Northern Hemisphere biased for those that are watching in the Southern Hemisphere, but it's something that we need to work with this energy. And you're like, why would I want to work with decay? Why would I want to work with death? Again, I'm saying this as Scorpio. It's metaphoric because things need to end. And sort of my joke about the Taurus-Scorpio axis is like, you know, Taurus is like, look, Scorpio, like, look at all this great stuff. You know, everything is blossoming. And then Scorpio kind of gets really cynical and is like, well, one day you will die. We will all die. And then Taurus says, chill out, Scorpio, have a sandwich, enjoy life while it lasts. And so they sort of do this dance. And Scorpio prepares us for the next season, the next cycle of our life. So to sit with this energy, Mars is in Scorpio right now. Mercury, when we get to the end of this week, will go into Scorpio as well. And even though we are done with the Scorpio eclipses, we had our last Scorpio eclipse May 5th of this year, 2023, it was telling us collectively that we were in a season of endings, decay, preparing for a new life, and that to really sit with the seasons of life. And you know, you've heard me say this before, maybe it's a little bit of a big share, but like, I've had 7 deaths in my life in the last 2.5 years, including my mother, including 2 of her sisters, and one of those sisters, 2 children, one of them just passed, and then I had 2 other deaths. So it, for me at least, was the season, and maybe you saw that in your own way. It's not an easy energy, and certainly as a Scorpio, I'm tapping out. Like, I'm done. Like, no more. Nobody else is allowed to die. But you know, to really, you know, I was thinking about this because I was really feeling into these eclipses, and I actually felt a little bit excited because I could sense, and maybe this is the Taurus lunar eclipse we're going to have on October 28th. Is that Taurus is the energy of renewal, and it's the refresh, it's the flowers, it's the blossoms that we have after winter, after the end of the cycle. And so for me to really, as in my own work, to sit in this energy that even though it's Scorpio, not quite Scorpio season, it will be next Monday, well, we'll talk about that then, but to allow the energy of Taurus to come in and to bring in something in a space that Scorpio has really carved out and vacated for each and every one of you over the last 1.5 years, if not longer, because the eclipses that we had in Taurus and Scorpio, they really did begin in November of 2021 with the first Taurus eclipse. But I would even argue, because the midpoint of the eclipse was August, that we started to see that come in the middle of 2021 as well. So yes, decay, it's part of life. It's not always an easy part of life. But as we start to get into Scorpio season, again, Mars is in Scorpio, Mercury will be in Scorpio as of Sunday. That's the season that we're going into. So we'll have more to talk about next week. And I did have some questions because I was talking about how Mars is the ruler of Scorpio. I'm not gonna go too much on a tangent on this because it could be a whole topic. In classical astrology, they didn't know about Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. These are what are called modern. I put that in air quotes because Uranus was discovered in 1781. Not quite modern, but at least from the perspective of astrology, it's modern. 1781 for Uranus, 1846 for Neptune, and I think it's 1930 or 31. I always get confused for Pluto when it was discovered. So these are newer additions to astrology, and that didn't mean that the ancients like had these gaping holes in their knowledge. Of course, they didn't know about what's beyond the visible eye, Saturn being the last planet that we can see by the naked eye. Anything beyond that, you need a telescope. So if you look at the structure of classical rulership, again, it's a little bit of an intermediate point, but I know some of you are learning your astrology. The sun and the moon, they are the lights, and then on either side of them are the Mercury-ruled signs. On either side of them are the Venus-ruled signs. On either side of them are the Mars-ruled signs. On either side of them are the Jupiter-ruled signs. And so you're hopefully, if you can visually follow along, and at least in your head, you start to see a symmetry. And then you get to the bottom of the wheel, which is the 2 signs that are opposite the lights, the sun, the moon, Leo and Cancer. And you get the Saturn ruled signs of Capricorn and Aquarius. So Mars is the traditional ruler of Scorpio. It is the yin complement to Mars as the ruler of Aries, which is the yang complement to Scorpio. It is the duality of life. And maybe to go back to these earlier points about decay and seasons ending, and this is the duality of life. There's on one end of the axis of matter is Taurus, on the other end of the axis of matter in the material world is Scorpio. These two twin forces, the duality of life. So we see the duality of life through whether it's Jupiter ruling Pisces, the yin complement, or you see Jupiter ruling Sagittarius, which is yang, Saturn ruling Aquarius, yang, Saturn ruling Capricorn, yin. So you see this natural pair. So this is, of course, just the way that I do astrology. People feel very invested in rulerships, especially if you're a Scorpio, like, no, Pluto's my planet. I'm like, it can be any planet can be your planet. If you want Pluto to be your planet, great. But rulership, the intermediate point, technical point, is really about sort of the how energy flows and the engineering of creation. So anyway, that's my answer. And then I do have a link on my website to rulerships, but I didn't post it in the show notes, but maybe you can find it on my website. It's called On Rulership. So there we go. Mars is at home right now in Scorpio. So what else we got going on this week? We also have the sun in Libra. It's wrapping up its time in Libra. And as it does, it's coming to what's called the south node of the moon, something that I was talking about earlier. So yes, the south node's in Libra. So we will have what's called a sun south node conjunction this week on Wednesday, the 18th. This is another bump of eclipse energy. We had, of course, the solar eclipse on the 14th. Then, a few days later, 4 days later, we have the sun conjunct the south node, which is like an eclipse, even though it's not an eclipse. We are going through this next stage, this next portal in our eclipse journey. Then Mercury follows suit, because Mercury is also going to be trailing behind the sun this week. And then we also have the sun meeting up with Pluto this week. So it's a week of transitions, especially as when we get to later this week, we also have the first quarter moon. So as I get through each of the aspects, we'll see how this is showing up for you. So let's look at the astrology of this week, October 16th through 22nd, 2023. So yes, as you heard me say, the sun makes a conjunction to the south node on October 18th, and then it's quickly followed by Mercury conjunct the south node on the 19th, Thursday. Sun conjunct the south node has an energy of eclipses to it. So as a result, we might see transitions this week, things come in and out of our lives. That's just the way that life works. And there are these periods in our life where people and things and situations come in and out of our life. And then we have Mercury, but Mercury is the voice of astrology. It's the planet that talks about how we think and listen and learn. And so we may have some major choices to make. We may need to review something from the past. We may see things differently, think about things differently. The south node is typically a point of release and endings. I know that's a heavy word. And maybe we need to make some choices to let something go in order to allow new life to come in. We also get to Mercury square Pluto on the 20th, so that is Friday. Mercury square Pluto can be a bit obsessive. It needs to have deep conversations and sometimes very powerful conversations. Pluto as a planet, it's currently hanging out at the end of Capricorn. It's an evolutionary planet. As I said, maybe like a few minutes ago, I said, Pluto was discovered in the 1930s. But Pluto works differently than Mercury, Mars, Venus, Sun, Moon. These are personal planets. Pluto's job is to get us to grow and evolve by any means possible. So Pluto's job this week is to get us to grow and evolve by any means possible, whether that means getting an internal shift to happen, whether that means getting us to speak and think and communicate differently. Then we have the sun square Pluto this weekend. That's on the 21st. looking at my notes, the 21st of October, and then we get to Sunday the 22nd, and Mercury goes into Scorpio. So this is our second sign that, you know, we are sort of leaving behind, almost said Pisces, leaving behind Libra and going into Scorpio and going into the eighth sign of the zodiac. Well, we have a lot to talk about next week with Mercury in Scorpio. It does pick up support from Saturn this weekend on the 22nd. We also get Venus trine Jupiter. So this weekend, you know, as I said a few moments ago, we do have the first quarter moon after a lunar eclipse, and typically that's when we can start to see what this eclipse was about. We'll have to see. But it could be a little bit of an intense weekend, or a weekend where it's a pivot point, or a weekend where maybe things start to sort of come more sharply into focus. Mercury is now in Scorpio, and there is no artifice and there's no illusion when it comes to Mercury in Scorpio. It's just trying to get to the bottom of a mystery and to really show what we're not typically looking at. So let's look at the astrology of this week for each of the 12 signs. As always, watch for or listen for your, not just your sun sign, but also your rising sign. It gives you these 2 points of data just to synthesize and to see how it really shows up in your life. So let's start with Aries. Aries, so Mars, your planet, and Mars, as of last week, is in Scorpio, where it remains until the end of November. So this is getting into intense territory for you. The eighth sign, is the space where we all have to go. This is your time, happens every 2 years approximately. That's the time it takes for Mars to get back to where it was in the sky, as opposed to where it is right now. And so go and look back at, let's say, October. In the beginning, November, beginning December of 2021. That was the last time Mars was in Scorpio. But this is a time where you have to face yourself. You have to sort of look within. It's a very psychologically motivated time. It's a time to look at money, assets, finance, maybe even fears, maybe insecurities, maybe even themes around value, trust, and intimacy and vulnerability. That said, you are just coming off of a solar eclipse in your relationship sign. And it says that over the next 6 months, it's very much about other people. It's not to say that you have no say in things, or, you know, you don't have any wants and needs and desires, but you have to learn to negotiate. You have to learn to compromise and find the midpoint between you and other people at this time, especially, especially because Venus, which is your relationship planet, it's in Virgo at the moment, and it brings that energy into the next 6 months. So it's like acts of service, helping other people, and even looking at relationship dynamics. That said, we also are wrapping up a Libra season. So the sun is coming to the end of your relationship sign and is prepared to join you in the eighth in Scorpio. So that said, it's going to continue to be about relationships, especially when Venus gets into Libra in early November. I believe that's true. Yes, I think that's true. Yeah, anyway, at early November. And yeah, there you go, Aries. Taurus. So Venus is your planet, and it's currently hanging out currently is hanging out in Virgo. So Virgo is your fifth sign, and this is a time for you to really focus on the things that light you up and give you joy and give you passion. It's a time to stroke your creativity, not exactly words you think about when you hear the word Venus in Virgo, but one of the ways you express yourself, one of the things that give you joy and gives you passion is helping other people. It's putting things into order. It's figuring out, you know, that sort of sense of craft and attention to detail. Venus, it will be, I think, in Virgo up until the beginning or the end of the month, and it's presently opposing Saturn. It really did this last week, but it's really to take this energy forward that life is sort of demanding that you take some mature steps up this week. That said, the solar eclipse in Libra was in your sixth sign of health, wellness, how you take care of your physical body, your physical being, the systems, the daily systems and routines that run your life. Systems, I mean, if you don't you don't take care of your physical body, then the system breaks down. Or if you don't show up to work on time, maybe you don't get paid. I don't know. Just to make sure that these systems in your life are running. This eclipse, especially the eclipse opposite on April 20th, they do highlight health over and into 2024. And this is not necessarily going to be relevant for everybody, but I just like to do my due diligence as an astrologer. Make sure you're taking care of not just your physical being, your emotional being, and even your spiritual being. And maybe this is going to kick a little bit more into gear when Venus goes into Libra, either later this month or going into November. Goodness. Gemini, this eclipse wasn't necessarily activating you like some of the other signs, although Mercury, which is your planet, was right in alignment with these eclipses. So this solar eclipse we just had was in something called your fifth sign. I actually really love the fifth sign in anybody's astrology because it reveals a space that's meant to light us up, to give us joy, to give us passion, for us to explore our creativity. Of course, this means different things to different people. But when we are completely burnt out, that's when we're very aware that we are not being fed by the things that light us up and give us joy and give us passion. There's something about the next 6 months that is focusing on a couple of few things, depending on how you look at it. It's about you. It's about identity. Who are you? Do you know who you are? Maybe it's about taking the things that light you up and give you passion and joy and putting them into something. For those that are more creative, it's a creative project, especially as you get into Scorpio season. Mars is there. And for some of you, it's creativity, but it's also children and the energy of children. And for some, even pregnancy and birth. That said, there's a big focus on home and family with this eclipse, whether it is about children or family, or whether it is about what does this mean for you, even if that doesn't even, that's not even something that you want. We all need a sense of home. We all need a sense of belonging and connection. That's just a fundamental human trait. And maybe with the Venus opposite Saturn this week, last week, you're really feeling your life turning on an axis. You've got some big decisions to make about your future and maybe even duties and responsibilities, not just in the home, but in the world as well. Mercury is making some aspects to Pluto this week. It does make a square to Pluto. It also makes the conjunction to the South Node. And because Mercury stands in for you, it may be a week of personal transitions. It may be a week where it's less about you, even though this is a space where it is about you, but where you have to let go of something, maybe an expression of who you are, maybe an expression of your identity, that's just not really you. The reality is that most people on this planet have no clue who they are. Like, who they are is an expression of cultural overlay, social overlay, past memories, family. But that all needs to be stripped away so that what can be revealed is the truth of who you are. And maybe this is a week that's trying to really strip down any artifice, anything that's not really who you are. Cancer. So this eclipse is a big eclipse for you, Cancer. This was in your sign of home and family, roots and foundation, something called your fourth sign. If you could sort of see astrology the way that I could see it, you have to understand that everything is structural. Your life is structural. What do you mean my life is structural? Meaning you have to build something out of your life. And there are very key places, according to astrology, where your life sort of is held up by. One of those things is home and family. Now, this means different things to different people, but at the end of the day, as human beings, we need a connection. We need something like home. We need something like family. Even if those things are complicated, even if those things come with, let's say, trauma or baggage. But what is home? Where is home? Who is home? And these may be questions that you're really asking yourself, not only as you go through this eclipse season, but even as you go into 2024. This could be a time when, and I think I said this last week, there may be a move. There may be a change in the household. Somebody moves in, someone moves out. Maybe you already made the move. If it's not a physical move, it's a need to figure out within yourself. Maybe you need to move within yourself, or maybe for some people, come within yourself. The ruler of this eclipse is in something called your 3rd. That's not, wait, that's right. That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. And so there might be a time when you're having to make really some serious choices about your future, but choices that need to be, let's say, aligned with what you believe is true, your convictions, your truths, your beliefs, your sense of the world, your philosophy. It's not to be hard-lined about it, but we all need to align our lives with a sense of direction, a sense of mission and purpose, a sense of fulfillment, you know, to really open up our eyes to the world. And maybe sometimes there are people in our immediate life, our home life, family, that don't see things the same way. Or maybe this is a time when you need to get clear about the things that are really motivating and propelling your life. That said, you know, Pluto, it's in your relationship sign, and it, you know, I've talked about this off and on over the past, you know, years at this point. Pluto has been in this part of your chart for 15 years. Yes, 15 years. And by the end of 2024, so only a year from now, it is wrapping up its time in your sign of relationships. For you to go back and to look, this has been a time for you to really change relationships, transform, renovate how you connect and interact and socialize with people. So as this eclipse makes a square to Pluto, even as Mercury makes a square to Pluto this week, it could be about relationships as well. It could mean making sure that the people that are in your life are really truly aligned. Maybe it's just with a broader sense of mission and purpose. You know, you want people that are actually supporting you, not pulling you down. Or maybe you need, and you in a relationship, whether it's a romantic capital R relationship or just a relationship in general, need to make sure you're on the same page. Leo, so this eclipse was in your 3rd. So over the next 6 months, this is really focusing on, you know, education, ideas, information. Maybe you are writing more, maybe you're speaking more, maybe you're taking classes, maybe you're starting a manuscript, maybe you are teaching. This is also a space of teaching for some people. And it could be a lot of movement and quite frankly, maybe even a very busy next 6 months. This could be even getting into themes around value and worth. If you're running around, are you running around with the things that are actually truly of value for you? For example, there may be themes around investments and securities and property and sort of making sure your material life is in order as well. But that said, now that Mars is down in the very bottom of your chart, so Scorpio creates the roots and foundation of your life. It's something called your 4th sign. It's also about home and family into the end of November. Now, that means different things to different people. For some people, over the next 6 weeks, you're moving. Maybe you need to really focus on making sure that your home environment is actually supporting and shoring up your life. For some people, maybe this part of your life is getting a bit busy. A parent needs more attention, your children or family need more attention, or your house needs more attention. But typically Mars is not a quiet influence. It also may be stirring up things from the past, some deep memories, things that are deeply in your roots, and maybe that's something that is a bit of agita, but also potential release as you go into November. You are a couple weeks away from a lunar eclipse, and that lunar eclipse is going to put the spotlight on career. We have more to talk about next week, and to really see and to be in a sort of preparation in advance of, like, what is the story that is unfolding in your career? Because that lunar eclipse either is a punctuation mark, a spotlight, or it's a pivot point, depending on who you are. Virgo. So Mercury is your planet. It's just about to go into Scorpio at the end of this week. It's wrapping up its time in Libra, which is, I believe, your 2nd sign of money and income. Even though this eclipse didn't, let's say, hit you, so to speak, like some of the other signs, it did bring in Mercury. Mercury was right next to the eclipse. And so this may be a very pivotal week for you. Maybe it's already happening. Maybe it's something that needs to unfold over the next 6 months. Mercury, and especially this eclipse in your second sign of money and income, this is next over the next 6 months, and even this week in particular, it's about your material life. Of course, we all have different values. Some people want more money. Some people it's all about money. Some people it's like, I don't care. It's not important. But we still need a roof over our head. We need to make sure that we have some sort of resource available to us, and even food, because at the end of the day, we are material beings. So how do you take care of your material life right now? What is the story with your material life at this moment? So it's about home, it's about how you're spending, it's about how you earn a living, it's about your values, for example. You know, and it's also about career, because Mercury is not just your planet, Virgo, it's also your career planet. So maybe this is about, I need to make more money in my professional life, or maybe I don't think I'm being valued enough in my professional life, or maybe I need to raise my rates in my professional life. You know, you will see how it unfolds for you. Mercury is making some tricky aspects this week to the nodes and also to Pluto. So as a result, you may be feeling a lot of intense emotion. And I'm just saying this, being an advocate of Pluto for a moment. Pluto often shows you something about yourself that you're not seeing. Oh no, I don't need this. Or I know exactly what my value and worth is. And Pluto's like, are you sure? Oh, I know, you know, I'm being paid the right amount, or I'm going after what I want in my professional life. And Pluto's like, are you sure? And so this might be a time for you to really look behind the scenes, to really look at yourself, to see if something outside of you is actually a manifestation of something inside of you that you're not looking at. And for some Virgos, this is the material, meaning the emotional and spiritual material, Pluto, that you need to make a real big transformation this week. Libra. So you just had an eclipse in your sign. I guess it's just time to check in on Libra. How are you doing? This is your first eclipse in Libra since we had a lunar eclipse in Libra in March of 2016. So that was a while ago. You did have eclipses in Libra also in 2014 and 2015. But these are eclipses that are putting you, at least right now, in the spotlight. I wanted to mention 2014, 15, 16 just as sort of a reference point, the last time you had eclipses in your sign. Before that, 2005, 2004. But that said, if your birthday is on the 14th, plus or minus a couple of days, it's a powerful new year and a powerful new beginning for you. You will have to see how that unfolds in your life. Maybe for some Libra risings, it is capital life, L life at the moment. Capital L life means that I'm dealing with major level stuff, a move, a change, something with family, something with household, something about you, and hopefully in some cases nothing of too much of a difficulty. But eclipses typically turn our lives in a new direction, and that is what is happening right now. Sort of with this eclipse, even though it's about new beginnings, it does speak of the past. Venus, which ruled the eclipse and rules you, was in your 12th. This could mean letting something go in order for something new to come into your life. This could also mean, like, how do you straddle between your life, your material life, your needs, your wants and desires, and the wants and needs and desires of something more? The 12th is a very spiritual place. It's where we have to learn to detach from our human attachments, sounds very Buddhist, and really open up to something that is beyond ourselves. But that is really the role of the 12th. Maybe you are feeling very existential this week, and even as you go into the next 6 months. Existential means like, why am I here? What am I doing? What's the purpose of my life? Have I found it? And maybe you are doing a lot of searching and exploring. The sun does make a conjunction to the south node this week, something to note if your birthday is around the 18th. It's sort of this need to look at the past, a need to let go, and a need to prepare for something very new. On the other side of these eclipses in March and April will be an Aries solar eclipse on April 8th of 2024, and that focus is on relationships. So it's very much about you and other people into the beginning of 2025, because we'll have another round of eclipses in September, October 2024, and then another, like, one last Aries eclipse in March of 2025. Scorpio. Scorpio, it is almost your season. How on earth is that possible? I feel like I've just blinked, and I'm saying I because I'm a Scorpio. I've just blinked, and it's already our season again. So we've got one more week where we are in this time where we are reflecting on the past year. We are preparing to go into our season. Ironically, we might feel like we have one foot in something new and we're ready to go, and one foot in the past still tying up loose ends. So Mars is in your sign. It'll be in your sign throughout your season. It's a powerful accompaniment, and I think even it's a bit different than last year, because if I remember correctly, Mars was in Gemini, and it was retrograde. Was it retrograde? I didn't like it. It was in Gemini forever. But it's a different year, and maybe to use the energy of Mars and Scorpio to really revitalize yourself and to really reconnect with your desires. And maybe because you're like me and coming out of a season of a lot of transitions and people passing or different phases of life going away, and you really need that sense of renewal, a new beginning, which is ironic because we're Scorpios. But Mars in our signs is, it really gives us a lot of strength and power. This is 2 weeks before a lunar eclipse in Taurus, which is our relationship sign. So it is starting to build a story, if not already, about other people, both your capital R relationships, your primary relationships, and even your small r, how you interact and socialize with other people. But this eclipse that we had just 3 days ago was in your 12th, and the 12th represents the end of a cycle. It's sort of the end of the journey that we all make, whether it's, you know, the sun going to Libra before our birthday and we need to sort of wrap up the year, or whether it's the end of this sort of great journey of life. And the 12th is a space where the material falls away so that we can reconnect with the spiritual or our spirit. Every Scorpio is going to live this time differently. And with Mars in Scorpio at the time of the eclipse, we're sort of straddling something throughout the next year, if not the next 6 months. This Libra eclipse says that it is time to let go of the things that you have held onto, baggage, emotional, spiritual, physical baggage that you don't want to bring with you into this new life. You know, my joke about Scorpio is that we're the sign of change, but we will change when we are good and ready, or if we are in control of the change. But the 12th reminds us, at the end of the day, control is an illusion. It's just, there's forces that are greater than us, and we need to sort of be at peace and being open to those forces. For example, with Venus, the ruler of the eclipse, in our 11th, there is an element of community and society and humanity. These are big strokes. And how do you lead, and how do you take action? How do you maybe even help your community or society or humanity going into the next 6 to 12 months? That said, Mercury will go into Scorpio at the end of this week. You that sort of shows you this sort of this movement that's coming. And then next Monday, which we will talk about next week, the sun arrives in Scorpio. Sagittarius. So this eclipse was in your 11th. So just a reminder, Sag, that over the next 6 months, if not the next year, it's about groups. What's groups? Well, there's a sense of being like having social connection. You know, you have your friends, hopefully, or maybe you're yearning for friendship and connection, especially after the past few years. Groups in the sense of people you feel a sense of kinship, or a sense of shared vision, or a sense of shared cause, because the 11th is also social issues and social causes. Typically, Sag, especially, you know, it is a sign of law and rules and justice and beliefs and convictions, and we don't always think of justice with Sag, that's more Libra scales, but Sag is the sign of lawyers. But that just reminds us that Sag has a point of view, and it really will typically fight for something that it really believes in. It wants to be an advocate. So maybe the question for you is, Sagittarius, what are you an advocate of? What are you an advocate for? What are the social issues and social causes, the humanitarian issues that you really want to get involved in over the next 6 to 12 months? Maybe you're like, I don't like people. But maybe this is a time for you to really re-examine the role of friends and community, society, humanity, in your life. And we're not meant to be alone. And how do you bring people who are allies into your life? This energy of the eclipse pointed towards your 10th. You may be asked to take on duties and responsibilities in your community. You may be given positions of power. You may be given positions of authority, but in the Saturnian way, you have to step up into it. You have to be the mature and responsible one at this time. This eclipse, and I will also say that Mars is now in Scorpio, a lot of things are happening behind the scenes. It's not quite this time of new beginnings for you. That really starts to begin in your season when Mars goes into Sagittarius at the end of November. But don't forget that Jupiter is your planet. It's still in Taurus. It's a lot about projects. It's a lot about health and wellness. And really making sure that not just your day-to-day systems, like how you take care of yourself, your work, your projects, but also the bigger systems of your life are all running in harmony. Oh, and I will add that Mercury, because Mercury is both a career planet for you and it's also a planet of relationship, it was in the mix with this eclipse. So you might see some changes in your professional life. You might see some changes in relationship. See what the story is once Mercury goes into Scorpio later this week on Sunday, and how next week the story of relationship or the story of career begins to change. Capricorn. It's Capricorn. So Saturn is your planet, and Saturn, as you hear me say every week, at least since March 7th, Saturn continues to be in Pisces, which is your third sign, voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. Pisces is a very intuitive place for your planet to be. And as a result, even though you're the sign of matter and manifestation and sort of the rules and responsibilities that we all have to work by, Saturn, and it's not to say that it's not that much in Pisces, but your heart needs to be in it. Your soul needs to be in it. There's a need to really make sure that what you're doing, what you're building, is in alignment of something greater. Pisces is a very existential sign. Why am I here? Where am I going? What am I working on? And so maybe there's a lot of curiosity. There's a lot of exploring. There's a lot of taking classes. Maybe you're trying to look at the choices that you're making in life. And if these choices need to be in a different alignment or to make choices that are maybe supportive of these deeper existential questions, or maybe not, you'll have to see. That said, this was a big eclipse for you. And this eclipse was in something called your sign of career. It's in the 10th. It's not just career in your professional life. It's your public reputation. It's how people see you. It's the title after your name, but it's also the direction that you take your life in. So for some people, the next 6 months, if not right now, there's a lot of things happening in your professional life. For some Capricorns, it's a time when you're really feeling this big push by the universe to take on more duties and responsibilities. You're like, but I'm a Capricorn. How much more can I take on? But this is not to take on things for the sake of taking them on. Venus, the ruler of the eclipse, was in your 9th. So this was also about making sure that your public professional life, the direction that you take your life in, is also in alignment with your convictions, your faith, your truth, a sense of meaning and purpose in the world. But this is the capital L lifetime for you, and especially with the eclipses that we saw in Aries back earlier this spring. It's changes in home and family, household, changes in career. Mars, which is presently in Scorpio, is in your sign of groups and communities and society and humanity. And this is the farthest place for Mars to be. It's like you're out of the home at the moment, but it's really making sure that your public life, your external world, is very much in order, because once Venus gets into Libra, I think it's the beginning of November, I have to look that date up, that's when things start to take off more in your professional life. Aquarius. So you are what's called an air sign, and also Libra. This is a Libra eclipse that we had on October 14th. Libra is also an air sign. Air is intensely curious. It needs to move. It needs to connect. It needs to interrelate. It's a relational element, and it really talks about the movement and the networks that we need to make in order for us to make meaning in our life. And you know, with this eclipse and your ninth, you know, this would mean different things to different Aquariuses, but ultimately it's like, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What do you think is true? What is your life built upon? You know, you're making these connections because you're an air sign, but do they have depth? Are they really aligned with your greater sense of mission and purpose in the world? So for some Aquariuses, it's very much about faith, and this is not necessarily the faith of religion, but it's sort of the faith that really propels your life. It's also about opening your eyes up to the world, really feeling like you are called to something or you have a sense of advocacy and mission and purpose in the world. For some Aquariuses, it's the need to travel, a need to actually see the world in order to understand and to open up your eyes to the world. And for some Aquariuses, that sense of worldliness is found through education, and you may be taking classes or even going back to school in the next 6 months or even the next 12 months, for example. Between the eclipse that was on April 20th, that was in your third, and this eclipse in your ninth, this is very much about ideas and information flowing, and for some Aquariuses, it is about publishing or doing something similar, meaning whether it's public speaking, whether you're launching a course, whether you're teaching, but there's this sense of really advocating and, air quotes, preaching about something. That said, Mars, which is a major planet in your personal astrology, it's gone into Scorpio. Scorpio is your career sign, and so 2 years ago, you had Mars in Scorpio roughly about this time. I think it was the end of October 2021. But it's very much about duties and responsibilities as you get into the end of November. For some Aquarius, it's time to be very busy at work, very busy in your sense of ambitions in the world, very busy in sort of the things that are happening in your professional life or even in your public life. Even though there's a Scorpio new moon on the 13th of November, that's the time for your professional life to get a sense of renewal. But that said, this is in advance. We'll have a lunar eclipse in Taurus on October 28th. And that part of your chart is home and family. And maybe, Aquarius, you have seen a lot of changes in your household and in home and family since 2021. But this is a time when maybe you're preparing for a move. Maybe it's maybe that eclipse is like an ending. Maybe it's a punctuation mark. Maybe it's this closing out of a chapter. But home and family, your roots, foundation, past, and memory continue to be a big focus at this time. Finally, Pisces. So Pisces, Jupiter is your planet. You hear me say that every week because I use traditional rulers, and Jupiter is in something called your third. There's a lot of activity happening in your third at the moment. What's the third? It's voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. It's also education, whether you are the person that's taking the class or you're the person that's teaching the class. Keep in mind that there's an influence in this space that's been there since 2018, 2019. We've talked about it at different weekly updates. And this is a time when you need to reinvent, open up your eyes, think about things differently, communicate differently, and maybe even, you know, share things that you don't typically share. And for some Pisces, and probably a lot of Pisces, it's about really time of coming into your own voice. As of just this past May, so I guess we're 6 months in, Jupiter is in this part of the chart. It's in Taurus. And even though Jupiter is retrograde, I think it turns direct at the end of the year, at the end of December, Jupiter is really sort of getting you to reflect on this space of your life. What is the role of your voice? What is the role of communication, education, travel, exploration, and even being curious? The other thing, that, and I said there's a lot of activity, is that we have one more eclipse in this space, and this will be on October 28th. We can talk about this next week, but sometimes when there's an eclipse in this space, and you would have had a lunar eclipse last November, you would have had an eclipse in this space in November 2021, it's a need to make major decisions. And in this space, the third, is where we weigh our options. It's where we naturally look at the duality of life. It's either yes or no, left or right, up or down. That's the duality of life. And so maybe you're really weighing some serious choices at the moment. Venus presently is in Virgo, and Virgo is a relationship sign for you. So maybe those choices are about relationships, other people, the direction of a relationship, how you communicate and use your voice in a relationship, but there's a lot of back and forth in your chart, even with Saturn in Pisces. And I know we had that Venus-Saturn opposition, but this is a major time regardless, even though these eclipses weren't hitting the bigger points in your astrology. I think it's a big season, and a lot's being asked of you, and even though we're focusing on the Libra eclipse, don't forget that Saturn is in your sign, and it'll be there until 2026. So you are being asked to step up in life. So there you go. That is your look at the astrology of October 16th through 22nd, 2023. And as always, my name is Katie Sweetman. We gather live every week, so you can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. You can follow me on Instagram, on YouTube, on Spotify, Facebook, of course, because we're doing this on Facebook Live. And I appreciate each and every one of you. I see you every week, and I love it. And you know, some of you are my clients, so you can always book a consultation with me and see where these eclipses are coming at more so in your life. And I do have, like I said, I have some webinars that you can also get as well. So sign up for my newsletter. I put a newsletter out every first thing every Monday morning, and I also keep you updated about different events in my life. So as always, thank you. Have a wonderful evening, and I will see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.